Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Hello and a warm welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio Mainstream's regular look at technology from a blindness perspective. Main Menu is first heard on Wednesdays at 1 Universal and is made available on request to radio reading information services around the world. If you'd like your local service to carry Main Menu, then ask them to drop us a line to support@acbradio.org. This week on Main Menu, we thought we'd take a break from CSUN 2004, and seeing as many people around the world are still enjoying their Easter break, we thought we'd have some fun and games with the accessible GMA Tank Commander, reviewed for us by Kelly Superga. And coming up in 40 minutes' time, we take a look at lossless digital audio compression. That's all to come this week on Main Menu.
Hi, this is Kelly Superga from Mortlach, Saskatchewan in Canada, and it's great to be back on Main Menu again. This time I'm here to demonstrate GMA Tank Commander, a new game from GMA Games. This is a real-time tank battle simulation that pits you against a numerically superior force. Your goal is to survive 6 sectors of enemy territory by completing each mission as it is radioed to you. These missions include having you drive along a beach and through a town, destroying a train loaded with supplies for the enemy, navigating a minefield, preventing the enemy from crossing a bridge, and commanding a fleet of friendly tanks. The tank you command is packed with features including 3 types of scanners, targeting systems, a variety of weapons, and a smoke screen. In addition, your crew will also provide feedback on damage sustained, any approaching obstacles, and incoming targets. Before I demonstrate this game, I'd like to take you into its program group on the start menu and show you what all we have. So I'm going to press the start menu key.
Start menu. Kelly sub menu.
I'm using JFW 5.0, the updated version, with a DuckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer on my Windows XP machine. And on the start menu, I have a folder that I've created called Games. This contains all the accessible games I have on my computer. So to get there, I'll press G.
G. Adrift 3.9 submenu.
That's a text adventure creation system. And I'm going to press G again to get to the GMA Games subfolder.
G. Dice submenu.
There's a free dice program that GMA has available, but I'm going to press the up arrow key a couple times.
Lone Wolf Tank Commander submenu.
There's Tank Commander. We'll press enter.
Enter. Play GMA Tank Commander.
We can play the game, but we're not going to do that at the moment.
Help for GMA Tank Commander.
If you're familiar with Shades of Doom or Pac-Man Talks, you'll know that there is a little manual reading program that comes with those games. And the way it works is you're presented with a list box of chapters or sections, and you just up and down arrow through the list until you find what you want and then press enter. Now, if you select a chapter that has a section in it, another list box will pop up with sections for that chapter, for instance, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, etc. But in any case, once the chapter is loaded, you'll be able to read the text of that chapter in a read-only edit box. And then if you want to read another chapter at that point, you can press Tab or Shift Tab until you get back to the list box, and then you can, at that point, either move up and down through the various sections again, or you can press the left arrow to go back to the list of chapters. That's basically how the program works. If you would like to hear a demonstration of this program in action, check out my Pac-Man Talks review that can be found in the Main Menu archives at www.acbradio.org/mainmenu.html.
Read manual in text format.
Now, we've discussed the manual reading program, but if you prefer, you can have the manual load as a single text file, and it will be loaded into Notepad or whatever program you have set to read text files.
Uninstall GMA Tank Commander.
And that will, of course, uninstall the game.
Play GMA Tank Commander.
And we're back on Play GMA Tank Commander. What I'm going to do at this point is shut down JAWS by first getting out of the start menu. I'll just press the Alt key to do that.
Leaving menus. Start button.
There we go. And now I'm going to press Insert F4.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS for Windows?
Yes, I would like to quit, so I just press Enter.
And
JAWS is shut down. Now I'm going to go back into the Start menu. G for games, G again for GMA games, then up a couple of times to get to the Tank Commander submenu. Then we're back on Play GMA Tank Commander, so I can now press enter and the game will start. Now this is just a little introductory sequence, and you can interrupt this at any time by pressing the control key. That sounds pretty good, I must admit, in stereo. We'll press control here to get to the title screen, and from here you can also press control if you want to get to the main menu quickly.
GMA Tank Commander!
Ooh, good explosion. I like that.
Written by David Greenwood. Sounds by Phil Vlasak. Version 1.0. Enter your selection. Play arcade mode.
Now, for some reason, I'm currently on the play arcade mode item. I'm not sure if that's a bug in the program, because that is not the first item in the main menu here. And I'm using version 1.0 SP1, that is the patch for this game, and you can download it from www.gmagames.com after you download the original game itself. To get to the standard version of the game, I'll press the up arrow.
Play standard game.
There it is. The differences between the standard and the arcade mode really are, in the arcade version you get 3 lives, and you can't save or restore a game. You can only do that in the standard version. Also in the arcade mode, I believe you get more ammo. In other words, I think you get more missiles than you do in the standard version.
Play arcade mode. Play saved game.
I just down arrowed a couple times. Play saved game. Now this is a way of restoring a saved game. And you can also do this from within the game as well, and we'll talk about that later on.
Review game sounds.
This is a good choice to use when you're just starting out playing a game like this, because it will bring up a little menu that you can up and down arrow through to hear the various sounds, and we'll see what all we have in this in just a few seconds.
Exit game.
And exit game is the last option in the main menu.
Review game sounds.
I'm back on the review game sounds choice, and I'll press enter.
Sound index, target acquisition system active.
You'll hear that beep quite a bit during the game when the targeting system is on. When there are no enemies or anything being targeted, it will beep quietly.
Approaching correct direction.
If, however, there are some enemies that you're targeting, when you are moving in the correct direction of the enemy, in other words, to line them up with the tank, those beeps will get higher in pitch. If you move the wrong way, of course, they move down in pitch.
Approaching correct range.
Once you've got the tank lined up with the enemy that you're targeting, you'll hear that noise. Now, that means that you have to adjust the range of your turret gun, and you do that by pressing the home and end keys until you hear the full targeting solution.
Target selection system active.
That noise means that there are multiple targets that you could target. For instance, there might be a KF-1 tank and a helicopter. And you can cycle between targets if, let's say, you wanted to target the helicopter instead of the tank by pressing the N key.
Full targeting solution.
Once you hear that sound, that means you can start firing.
New target available. Alert.
Radar contact.
That means that there is a new target in the area.
Turn approaching.
Now, I heard the sound for the turn on my left, so that means there's a left turn. And you'll only, I think, hear that during mission 2 when you're going through the town, which I will not be covering in this demonstration. So you won't have to worry about listening for it.
Turn approaching.
And that is the last item we have in the menu, so I'll press escape to get back to the main menu.
Enter your selection. Review game sounds.
And we're back on review game sounds. I'll press the home key to get to the standard game.
Play standard game.
And we'll press enter.
Enter your experience level. Bring them on!
Alright, that is the default level, but if we press the home key...
It's my turn, Daddy!
It's my turn, Daddy. That's the easiest level, and I recommend that if you're just starting out.
Don't hurt me! Bring him on!
I'm just down arrowing.
So, you thought you've had it bad so far.
That's a pretty difficult level, and the last one...
It's a good day to die.
That is the expert level of the game.
It's my turn, Daddy!
For For this demonstration, we'll choose It's My Turn, Daddy.
Would you like training mode? No.
Training mode is a way of practicing targeting an enemy, because what happens is the enemies will stay in one place if training mode is set to yes, but they will attack you if you get too close. But it's a way of doing target practice. I'll choose no for this demonstration, so let's press enter because we are on no, and let's see how we do here.
Press F1 for help.
Sector 1.
Attention TC-17.
TC-17 here.
Go north of the beach and destroy all intelligence bases before moving into the town. Access across the river is provided by a bridge in the northeastern corner of the sector, but be careful. The bridge is well guarded.
We're on the beach!
Intelligence base 3.
Okay. I'm just going to move a bit to the right there just to stop that. And I press the P key there to pause. We have an intelligence base already targeted, so this will be a good place to discuss how you target an enemy. So I press P to unpause the game, and now let's see what happens if I move to the right. So as you hear, the beeps are dropping in pitch, meaning I'm moving in the wrong way. So... okay, now, I've got the base in range, and I want to find out how far away they are from me, so I'll press the D key for distance.
Ahead, 742.
Okay, 742 meters. Now, if I press the V key...
Intelligence base 3, ahead, 742 meters.
That tells us what we're targeting and the distance. Now, let's see what happens if I press the N key...
Intelligence base 3.
Okay, there are no other targets. So, let's get the range adjusted.
250.
I'm just pressing the home key.
300. 350.
And you notice it moves in increments of 50.
400, 500, 600, 650, 700, 750.
And there we go, we've got the full targeting solution. Now all I have to do is press the space bar to fire. There you go. We got him. And I'll just press the T key there to turn off the targeting system for the moment. Before we continue, let's discuss how to use the scanning functions in this game, and there are three of them. If I press the Tab key...
Burning intelligence base, 742 meters.
We hear that a burning intelligence base is ahead of us. The Tab key is a very important key to use because it scans ahead of us, and that's a good thing because you never know what's going to be ahead of you. The other scanning function we have is the 180-degree scan, and you can start that by pressing the S key, and it will scan from left to right.
Burning intelligence base, 742 meters. Tank trap, 800 meters. Wooded area, 800 meters.
Okay, so we hear that there is a burning intelligence base, a tank trap, which is just about to my right, and a wooded area, which is heard in the right speaker. Now, there are some beeps there, and they just sound to indicate where an item is. For instance, the wooded area is off to my right. The other scanning function, and this is the one I prefer to use in addition to the Tab key, is the X key for the 360-degree scan.
Burning intelligence base ahead, 742.
What this does is it will bring up a menu of the items that it detects, and you can move up and down through it real quick if you want.
Tank trap ahead, 800.
A word about tank traps, if you can avoid them, do so, because if you do get trapped, you'll only have a limited time to get out of the trap before it detonates.
Wooded area to the right, 800. Water behind, 100.
Yep, this scanner will also scan behind us.
Water behind, 100.
And that is the last item in this menu. So I'll press enter to get out of it. If you want to adjust the background music in this game, you can press the page up and page down keys like this. I'm pressing page up. But I'll press page down there to turn it down. However, I'm going to turn the music off for the rest of this game.
Game.
I press the F1 key to bring up the menu, and we'll press the end key because I want to get to the options menu quickly.
Options.
We'll press enter.
Natural tank turns on.
We'll talk about these options later on, but for now I'm going to down arrow.
Auto range setting off. Announce tank speed on. Background music on.
There's background music. Now, there are a couple ways I can turn it off. If I press the enter key, The music will be toggled to off in this case, and I will be taken out of the menu and back into the game, of course. However, I can also press the space bar, and it will act just like a checkbox, meaning you can press it once to turn the music off, and then a second time to turn it back on. And the idea is that you can move through the menu with the up and down arrow keys, and you can make the changes that you want by pressing the space bar. Then at the bottom of the menu, there is the Save Settings choice. Press Enter on that, and the settings that you've set will be saved. For now, I'll press Enter.
Off.
And it's now off. And I turn my targeting system back on with a T key. Now, to find out what direction I'm facing, I can press the F key.
North.
And it says we're facing north. And to start moving, because there's really no point in us just staying here, I can use the up and down arrow keys as my gear shift, basically. If you press the up arrow once,
quarter speed.
There's quarter speed. A second time,
half speed.
Half speed.
Three quarter speed.
Three quarter speed.
Full forward.
And full forward.
Three quarter half speed. Quarter neutral.
I just press the down arrow key a couple of times, and if I press down again,
slow reverse.
Slow reverse.
Full reverse.
And full reverse.
Slow to neutral.
There we go. Now, we have a couple of intelligence bases. One is slightly to my left, and the other one is just about to my right. So I think we'll go for the left one first. So I'm moving to the left with the left arrow, just bringing it into the center, and I'm now going to move forward.
Quarter speed.
Just going to move kind of slowly here, at a quarter speed. That'll move a little faster.
Intelligence base 2.
There we go. Here we have an intelligence base 2 there. And we'll move to the right. There we go. Now, let's check our distance.
Ahead, 842.
842 meters, okay.
102, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 850.
There we go. Start firing.
Target destroyed.
There you go. We got him. Now, for the next one, actually, what I think we should do is check to see how many more we have to destroy. And you can check on the status of your mission by pressing the F2 key.
Status. Mission objectives remaining. 1. Enemy kills. 2.
So we only have this one intelligence base to destroy here.
Quarter speed.
So I'll get it lined up.
Neutral.
Actually, what I am going to do is just check to see if there is a tank trap near us.
Burning intelligent tank trap ahead. 550.
All right, now I can hear a tank, and I think I can even hear a helicopter in the background here, so... Oh boy, we got quite a few targets coming our way, I think. So I think what we'll do at this point is I'll save my game first.
Save game. Yes.
What I did was I pressed the F3 key and it's asking, do you want to save your game, basically. So, yes we do.
Yes. Select slot 1.
And I'll press enter to select slot number 1. There are 9 save slots that you can choose from.
Save.
There we go. And let's see if we can get these targets. So I'll move forward.
KC-1.
There's a KC-1 tank.
Ahead, 861.
Okay.
878.
There we go. Got him lined up.
750.
Got him. Try it again. Good shooting.
650.
Enemy armor neutralized.
Okay, there's that one, but he was also shooting at us. So, let's check to see how damaged we are, and I can do that by pressing the R key for damage report.
Excellent condition.
There we go, excellent condition.
Quarter speed. Half speed.
Okay, so I'm now gonna go after this other tank here.
KF-1, 900, and KF-1.
Oh, I interrupted him there, but that's okay.
Ahead, 836,
600,
5, 700,
and... There we go.
Target destroyed!
That was easy, got him with one hit, how about that? Okay, now we'll move to the right, because we want to get this one intelligent space.
Quarter speed. Half speed. Intelligence base 1.
There it is. Okay, we'll get it lined up.
Ahead, 847.
I just press the D key again.
800, 850.
This time, I'm going to
missiles.
Fire a missile at it. I don't have to adjust the range on these ones, because these are guided missiles.
Got them!
And there you go.
Standard shells.
We got them. Speaking of our weapons, I'll just turn off the targeting system there for now. Let me tell you about the various weapons that we have here. We've been using the standard shells, and to get that last intelligence base, I used a missile. Now, to access the missile, you press number one.
Missiles.
There's missiles. And you can check to see how many missiles we have in this case by pressing the A key for amount.
Two.
Okay, we only have two missiles left.
Standard shells.
Number two is standard shells. That's the default weapon, and that's the one where you have to adjust the range on the gun turret with the home and end keys.
Missile interceptors.
Missile interceptors are useful if you're being fired on. That little explosion there just meant that a burning object just burned itself out. They do that after a while. Let's say, for instance, that a helicopter was firing a missile at me. What would happen is I would hear incoming from my crew, and then I would press number 3 to select the missile interceptors, then the space bar to fire. What happens then is the missile interceptor will intercept the incoming missile and cause it to explode in the air without doing any damage to me. We only have
10
of those.
Machine gun.
The machine gun and
armor-piercing shells
are short-range weapons. I believe the machine gun, you have to be about 500 or so meters away from an enemy before you can do some significant damage with a machine gun. Whereas with the armor-piercing rounds, you can cause damage if you're, I think, 300 or something meters away from an enemy. And the last item that we have...
Cruise missiles.
...is a cruise missile. Now, this is a very powerful missile. It's got a powerful warhead on the end of it, basically. And you have to be careful not to be too close to an enemy or something that is hit by this missile. Otherwise, not only could the enemy be destroyed, but you also might be destroyed as well. So you have to be kind of careful with this one.
Standard shells.
We'll choose standard shells again. You can also, if you want, bring up a menu of the weapons by pressing the F5 key.
Missiles.
There's missiles.
Standard shells. Missile interceptors.
Just down arrowing. But I'll press escape to get out of there, because I don't want to select another weapon.
93.
I just press the A key there, and it says we have 93 standard shells. Speaking of the function keys, if I press the F6 key...
Sound index. Target acquisition system active.
We're back in the sound index, which is a great idea because there may be a time when you might forget the sound for the full targeting solution. So all you have to do is just press F6, then down arrow.
Approach targets, full targeting solution.
And there you go. That's the way of checking to see what a sound is for. We'll press escape, and I'm back in the game now. And if I press F7...
Right speaker, left speaker.
That is the speaker test. Now, we have a helicopter here.
Missiles.
And I'm going to choose my missiles. I'm going to move to the right to get the helicopter in range.
Speed.
Now I'm going to move forward.
Half speed. Helicopter.
And there we go. We don't have to adjust the range or anything, because as I say, these are guided missiles. There you go, it exploded just as it hit the ground. Okay, I think what we should do before we continue is press the F3 key.
Save game, yes.
Because it's always a good idea to save your game from time to time.
Yes, select slot 1.
Now this time I'll press number 1 on the number row.
1, save.
That's fine. Now if you want to turn the tank around so that you're facing, let's say, I don't know, north or east or something, you can use either control left arrow or control right arrow. If I press control left arrow...
East.
Now we're facing east. Another press, and the tank is now turning to face...
North.
North. Now, I'm going to move forward here.
Half speed.
Half speed.
Tank trapped to the right, 200.
I just press the X key to get into the 360-degree scan.
Water behind burning copter. Behind water. Behind 9. Water behind...
Okay, doesn't sound like we have any obstacles in the way, so...
3/4 speed.
We could even go 3/4 speed. Let's press F2 to see if we got rid of all the intelligence bases.
Status. Mission objectives remaining. 0. Enemy kills. 6.
And we did. So, all we have to do now is try to get whatever enemies are at the bridge.
Perhaps core neutral.
Alright, now we have a number of targets here again. But they're not appearing on my scanner when I press the tab key, so...
core speed.
It doesn't detect that they're ahead of us. So let's just move a little closer here.
KJ1, 958 meters.
And I'll just stop it there by pressing the down arrow key, so we're in neutral now. One function that you might find useful, if, let's say, there is an enemy hiding in the woods, and they can do that. And as a result, they won't appear on your targeting system until it's pretty well too late. There is a smokescreen function, and you can start it by pressing the G key.
Smoke turned on.
Now, when I press Control G,
95%.
It tells us how much smoke we have left in our canister. Now, you can turn it off if you want by pressing G again, and you can use it for as long as you have any smoke in the canister, but you can only use it pretty well once during a mission. Once you run out of smoke, that's it. So let's see if we can get this one enemy here.
Wooded area, 700 meters. KD1, 618 meters.
Alright, we're targeting a KD1 tank here. Now I've chosen machine gun.
3/4 speed. Half speed.
Good shooting.
Hold down the space bar.
Enemy tank destroyed.
That was easy. Alright, let's see about this one.
Smoke turned on. Smoke cleared.
Yes, we are getting help.
Try it again.
I'm over here. Quarter speed.
Alright, we'll move forward here.
Half speed, 3/4 speed.
So I did get damage there because of...
Target destroyed.
Neutral.
Alright, let's see how much smoke I have left.
5%.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered, we would have run out anyway, but that's okay.
Smoke cleared.
Oh, and it's starting to rain a little bit. You don't have to worry about that though, that's just a random weather event in the game. Now,
west.
We're facing west, but I want to turn around so we're facing north, so
north.
I press the control right arrow key. So, we can now
quarter
continue.
Speed. Half speed. River, 150 meters. Quarter
okay,
speed.
We're coming up to the river here.
We're entering the river.
Neutral.
But we don't want to do that. So, I'm going to turn the tank so it's facing east.
East.
By pressing control right arrow.
Quarter speed.
Now let's see if
half speed.
We can get past the river this way.
3/4 speed.
Yeah, we could go a little faster, I think. 3/4 speed.
Standard shells.
Now let's see how damaged we are.
Just minimal damage.
I just press the R key and it
artillery.
Says just minimal damage.
Half speed, 1/4 speed, neutral.
Okay, we have some artillery here. Now I'm going to save my game again at this point because I want to show you what happens if you try firing on the artillery with a weapon like the cruise missile.
Save game. Yes. Select slot 1.
We'll choose slot number 2 this time.
2. Save.
Now the reason I'm going to do this is because sometimes one weapon will destroy an enemy but nothing else, but another one will destroy lots of different things.
Cruise missiles.
So we'll choose a cruise missile here. Now we only have one.
One.
I just pressed the A key there to verify that, and we'll press the space bar to fire. Now we'll be told that's the last round, sir, because as I said, we only have one.
That's the last round, sir.
There goes the cruise missile.
At 3/4 speed.
We'll move forward here.
Go forward.
Got that gun.
That wasn't a good move. The bridge is destroyed.
Sorry. The battle is over for you.
Enter your selection. Play standard game.
And we're back at the main menu, and you couldn't hear it, but after the artillery was destroyed, that cruise missile also took out the bridge, which was not part of the mission objective. So as a result, that's why you heard us say, that wasn't a good move, or now we're in trouble, or whatever.
Play saved game.
So let's restore our game and try
select
again.
Slot 1.
And I'll press the down arrow to number 2. Press enter.
1.
Lower. We're entering artillery. The river.
No, we're not. We're targeting the artillery here.
Ahead 802.
And they're ahead 802 meters.
900.
Okay, so I gotta lower the gun turret with the end key.
800.
There we go. Press the space bar to fire standard shell.
Got that gun.
There we go, we got him. And the bridge isn't destroyed. Excellent. Speaking of loading a save game, by the way, if you want to do that while you're playing the game, you can press the F4 key.
Play your save game. Yes.
I just did that, and it's asking if we want to load a saved game, so I can say yes.
Yes. Select slot 1.
And just for fun, let's get that artillery again. We'll press number 2.
2. Sector 1. Loaded artillery.
There you go. Now I can press the end key again to lower the barrel a bit.
800.
And the space bar.
Got that gun.
There you go. Okay, now I'm going to press the T key to turn off my targeting system for the moment. Now I'd like to take you into the options menu and show you the various options you can change. So to get there, we first have to go into the help menu, which I'll do by pressing F1.
Game.
If you're familiar with Shades of Doom or Pac-Man Talks, you'll be familiar with this menu. The first few items here are for general game commands.
Movement.
Movement commands.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Targeting.
And targeting. And when you go into an option, like let's say for instance
weapons.
The weapons category.
Use weapon, spacebar.
It says use weapon, spacebar.
Weapon menu, F5.
Weapon menu is F5.
Raise gun barrel, home.
Raise gun barrel is home.
Use weapon, spacebar.
I just pressed the up arrow key a couple times. If I press enter on this, the command that we've selected will be activated just as though we pressed that key. So for instance, if I press enter on this. It fired the standard shells, which was the current weapon that we're on, just as though I press the spacebar.
Game.
So that's how that works. But I want to get to the options menu, so I'm back in the help menu, and I'll press the end key.
Options.
There we are.
Natural tank turns on.
The first option is natural tank turns, and it's on by default. When you move ahead, and you, let's say, turn to the right, the tank will move to the right. But if you move backwards, in other words, slow or full reverse, and you move to the right, the tank will appear to move to the left. Now, if this seems confusing, you can turn this option off, and then the tank will move to the right no matter whether you're going backwards or forwards.
Auto range setting off.
Auto range setting, and this is off by default. This is a great choice if you're just getting started playing this game, because when it's on, the computer will automatically set the range for you, so you don't have to press the home and end keys. However, once you become proficient at targeting an enemy, you will want to turn this off, so you can get accustomed to using the home and end keys, like we've been doing during this demo.
Announce tank speed on.
Announce tank speed is on by default. That means that when you press the up or down arrow to adjust your speed, you'll hear quarter speed, or neutral, or full reverse, etc. However, when this is off, you won't get those announcements.
Background music off.
Background music is off.
Remove burning objects on.
Remove burning objects, and it's on by default. That means that a burning object, like let's say the artillery that we just destroyed, will burn itself out after a couple of minutes or so. However, if you would like to use the burning object as an orientation aid, you can turn this off, and then it will burn indefinitely.
Use degrees for compass off.
Use degrees for compass is currently off. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to press the escape key to get out of the menu, and I'm going to press the F key.
East.
Okay, it says we're facing east. That's what happens when use degrees for compass is off.
Game. Options. Natural tank turns on.
Alright, I'm back in the options menu, and I'm going to down arrow back to use degrees for compass.
Alt and back wrap. Remove use degrees for compass off.
It's off, and I'm going to press enter to turn it on.
On.
Now when I press the F key, this is what we get.
095.
It says 095. Bit of thunder there. Anyway, those are the degrees on the compass. Now, I personally prefer this option off, because then I know what direction I'm facing.
Game.
So, options. We'll just go back into the options menu with F1, and then I press the end key to get to the options menu quickly.
Natural tank turns on.
I pressed enter, and we're back. Now I'm just going to down arrow back to...
Off and back. Remove use degrees for compass on.
Use degrees for compass, and I can press the space bar to turn it off.
Off.
Without being taken out of the menu.
Save settings.
And save settings is the last item we have in the menu. Once you've made changes to any of the above options, like I just did with the use degrees for compass setting, you can press enter on this item, save settings, and the changes that you've made will be saved. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to press the escape key instead to get out of the menu, and I'll press escape one more time. I could also press Q as well.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Yes.
Yes, I would like to quit, so I'll just press Y for yes.
Yes.
Enter your selection. Play standard game.
And we're back at the main menu. Now I can press the end key.
Exit game.
Exit game is what we want, so I press enter. And we're back in Windows. Note that if you're running the demo version of this game, you will be presented with the GMA contact information before the game quits. So that is GMA Tank Commander. I think GMA Games have done a terrific job with this game. The sound effects and the voiceovers, like the radio reports from your crew, the mission briefings, etc., are very authentic sounding, and the game is a lot of fun to play. The only comment I have about this game is that I wish the sounds for the various tanks, like the KF-1 and the KC-1 tanks and all that, were included in the sound index, because they do sound different, and I think it would be of great help for people just getting started with the game, because when they go through the sound index, if they hear those sounds, then they'll know, okay, that's the sound of a KF-1 tank or something, and then they'll be able to identify that immediately when they encounter those in the game. Other than that, I think this is an excellent product. I'm rating this one 9 out of 10. If you would like to order the game, which costs $35 US, or download the playable and registerable demo version of this game, which will allow you to play the first sector of the game, or 10 minutes, whatever comes first, visit www.gmagames.com. That's www.gmagames.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about this review, feel free to contact me via email at kelly@acbradio.org. That's K-E-L-L-Y @acbradio.org. For Main Menu, I'm Kelly Saperja.
Hi, I'm John Joseph Gachalian. You can call me JJ. Anyway, this is my very first review on ACB Radio's Main Menu. I'm using JAWS for Windows version 4.51 with Cakewalk to do this recording, and also a Sound Blaster Live sound card. I'll review two lossless audio compression programs. Now, what do you mean by lossless? Lossless means that you can take a ripped track from a CD, which is now a WAV file, and then you convert it to a smaller file without losing any of the sound quality of the original WAV file. Now, these two programs are called Monkeys Audio and FLAC, Free Lossless Audio Compression. Let's just call it FLAC for short. Now, you can get the Monkeys Audio program from the Monkeys Audio website, www.monkeysaudio.com. That's MonkeysAudio.com. And if you type FLAC encoder in your MSN search engine, you should be able to find the FLAC program easily, because it's a popular program. Actually, both of these compression file programs are really popular among people who use audio files all the time. So now, let's jump into Monkeys Audio and see how it works. Let's hit the left Windows key. And this will take a little while. Come on, JAWS.
Menu.
Thank you, JAWS.
Windows update.
Okay, now let's hit P for programs.
P, about time, submenu.
Let's hit M until we hear Monkeys Audio.
M, Microsoft, Monkeys Audio, submenu.
And now I'll push the Enter key.
Enter, help.
Now it says help. We are in the Monkeys Audio submenu. Now let's push the down arrow key.
Make APL.
Make APL. That means make audio playlist, but we're not going to do that in this review. Let's push down arrow again.
Monkey's Audio website.
That will take you to monkeysaudio.com. Let's push down arrow again.
Monkey's Audio.
This is the real interface, the real program. Now let's push the down arrow key one more time.
Help.
And we cycle back to help. Now let's push the up arrow key to return to Monkey's Audio.
Monkey's Audio.
And we'll push enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menus, Monkey's Audio 3.97 dialog, list view, 0 items.
Okay, JAWS reported that this is version 3.97 of Monkey's Audio. This is the latest stable version of Monkey's Audio. There has been a Monkey's Audio 3.98 alpha version, but I can't find it on the website. Now we'll push Control F so that we can add a file to this list containing 0 items currently. Control F.
Control F. File list to add dialog. File name. Edit.
Now we're in a standard Windows Open Dialog box. We'll hit Shift Tab twice so that we'll know which folder we're looking in.
Shift Shift Tab. Look in. Combo box. Graphic 14. Main menu. 2 of 2.
Now before this review, I already set it so that it points to Main Menu. This is a demo folder that I created on the Windows desktop just for this review. Now let me hit tab into this main menu folder and see what's in there.
Tab, list view, not selected, graphic 88, there are name.wav, 1 of 1.
Now this is a WAV file extracted from Enya's The Memory of Trees CD. JAWS said something really weird, but then if you translate that thing that JAWS said from Gaelic to English, it means Father in Heaven, but Enya says it better than JAWS. Now let's hit space.
Space, there are name.wav.
We selected this file so that we can compress it. Now let's hit enter.
Enter. Monkey's Audio 3.97 dialog. List view. See. Windows desktop main menu. There are need. Dot 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 37.3.
I hit the control key to quit JAWS talking. It added the file into the list view. Now if we hit enter on this, it should compress the file. I configured Monkey's Audio to compress the file at the highest compression ratio possible. I'm going to hit the enter key, and then Monkey's Audio should start immediately.
Enter. Monkey's Audio 12% dialog.
12% already. Now it should be done any second.
List view. See. Windows desktop main menu. There are need. Dot 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 37.36 15.66 41.92% 12.61 okay. 1 of 1.
When the program finished, what you just heard JAWS say was the original size of the WAV file, the compressed WAV file size, and the percentage that the compressed WAV file compares with the original. So that means the original was 37 megs, the compressed one was about 15 megs, and it was about 41% the size of the original. So now let's Alt F4 out of Monkey's Audio, and then we're going to open up FLAC.
Alt F4.
Now we're out of Monkey's Audio, and we return to Cakewalk. Now I'll hit the Windows key again so that we can open up FLAC. This will take a little while. We'll wait for JAWS to say Start Menu. Come on, JAWS! Go! Hello, JAWS?
Start
Are you
menu.
There?
Windows Update.
Thank you. Now let's push P for Programs.
P, About Time Submenu.
F for FLAC.
F, FLAC Front End.
This is the Front End program. Now we're in the submenu, so let's push down arrow.
Front end readme.
That's the readme that'll help you operate the front end. Push down arrow again.
Readme.
This is another readme that just tells you more about FLAC. Down arrow again.
Uninstall.
Uninstall, self-explanatory. Down arrow one more time.
FLAC front end.
Now before I hit enter on this front end, I'll explain that a front end is a Windows application program that takes a command line prompt and runs it in the background so that we don't need to open up MS-DOS. Now I'll push enter on FLAC front end.
Enter. Leaving menus. FLAC front end dialog.
We're in a dialog box. That means that all the controls will be accessed with the tab button and the shift tab button. So let's push tab.
Tab.
and say line?
Zero items.
Okay, we're in a list view. This list view is just...
List view, zero items.
Okay, excuse me. This list view is just like the list view in Monkey's Audio. Tab again.
Tab.
Wait for Jaws.
Add files button.
This is the add files button. Now we're going to push space on the add files button so that we can put a file into the list view that we're going to compress.
Space. Open dialog. File name. Edit.
And we're back in the file name dialog box that we were in just like in Monkey's Audio.
Shift-tab. Look in. Combo box. Graphic 52. My documents. 2 of 2.
Now we're going to go to the main menu folder through the look-in box. We're hitting the arrow buttons, and then we're going to hit M until we get to main menu.
M. Graphic 660, my documents, 2 of 11.
M again.
My documents. M, my computer.
M again.
M. Graphic 306, main menu, 10 of 11.
I had to hit that say line command just to make sure we're in the main menu.
Main menu.
Okay, Jaws said it again, so now let's tab into it.
Tab.
Wait for Jaws
list
here.
List view, not selected, graphic 702, if there are name dot flag, 1 of 2.
Earlier, I encoded a FLAC file, but we're going to overwrite it again. So we're going to down arrow to the WAV file. Come on, down arrow.
If there are name dot WAV.
Enter.
Enter. Add files button.
And we're going to shift tab back to the list view.
Shift tab. List view, not selected, if there are name dot WAV, 1 of 1.
Push space.
Space. There are name dot WAV.
And keep on pushing tab until we get to the encode button.
Tab. 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 Tab.
For some reason...
Check box not checked.
For some reason, Jaws is being delayed because Cakewalk is running. Let's just try to make do with what we have. Tab.
Tab. Help button. Tab. About button. Tab. Tag con. Tab. Fingerprint button. Tab. Test button. Tab. Decode button. Tab. Encode button.
I just kept on pushing say line command so that it says it
encode
right away.
Button.
Okay, it said it again, so we're going to push enter on this.
Enter. List view. There are name.wav. 1 of 1.
And now it's going to encode it to FLAC. It'll overwrite the old FLAC file that I created earlier just to make sure this program works. And then when this program is done, we're going to exit the FLAC front end. I still hear the hard drive crunching, so I think it's not done. But it could be just Cakewalk recording the file. Anyway, we're going to talk about the differences between FLAC and Monkey's Audio. Monkey's Audio tends to make smaller, compressed files than FLAC. However, it's only compatible with Windows and software that runs in Windows. FLAC makes compressed files, but they're not as small as Monkey's Audio, but you can play them in operating systems other than Windows, such as Linux, Unix, and Macintosh. And you can also use FLAC for some certain hardware. Now, we're going to close the FLAC program because we don't hear any indication when it's going to be finished.
Alt F4. Finish, go.
And we're in the command prompt program itself and it said finished, go. That means that this FLAC file is already done. If I played either the APE or the FLAC files that I've just created, they should sound exactly the same as the CD. However, this is a main menu MP3 stream file, so whatever I'll play right now will not sound as good as the original CD. So let me push the Windows M to get into the desktop.
Desktop, list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 17.
And push M for main menu.
M, main menu.
Enter on this.
Enter, main menu, list view, not selected, if there are name.ape, 1 of 3.
Push space on the ape file, we'll use this one for demonstration purposes.
Space, if there are name.ape.
And we'll push enter and...
Enter. For screen sensitive help, press Jaws key plus F1 or insert plus F1.
We should hear Enya's Father in Heaven. So let me increase the volume... so we can hear a little of it.
Increase volume.
Now let's decrease the volume.
Decrease volume.
If you have any comments or suggestions about this review, please send me an email at jjgat_98@hotmail.com. Again, that's jjgat_98@hotmail.com. Once again, this is JJ Gatchalyan with my first review on Main Menu. See you again. Goodbye.
This is Dave Williams, thanking all the Main Menu team, and until next time, bye for now.